do a little bit more of that on the homework side, because in just a moment, we're going to move out of guestology and the study of our guest, and we're going to move away from the needs, wants, stereotypes, and emotions piece. We're going to start talking a little bit about our standards. But let me just ask you a little bit about the tour and what the messaging was on the tour. The purpose of the tour was to demonstrate, was to show, was to get some real-life capture of what we had talked about here. But what did we learn? What did you learn? What did you see? What was the experience when you were out there?
Details,
all right. And details mean what?
The amount of time, effort, energy that has been spent put into figuring out how to enrich the experience, how to really provide a much more detailed, much more thorough. So really spending, paying attention to the details, all the details that define the experience for the customer.
And sometimes, you know, these efforts do cost money. Sometimes they don't. It's going to cost me money to send someone into a restroom, you know, 3-4 times an hour to clean it, to keep it clean, to maintain that expectation or exceed it. It's not going to cost me anything to teach you as a culture that we never pass anything up, we always stop and pick it up. That's a detail, and that's really not going to cost me a lot. But boy, does it keep the park clean, and does it ever deliver on what the guests expect, and one of the reasons why, primary reasons, why they come here in the first place, we come back and recommend other people to come. Cleanliness one, then friendliness and safety. So, very good detail. What else?
It's all about the people.
It truly is about the people, isn't it? You know, because at the end of the day, very end of the day, when it's all said and done, I do not care whether you sell cars or caskets. That's not what it's about. Truly isn't. I don't care what you do. I care, we care about how we do it. And I want you to think about how it is you do it. Because you're probably not the only car salesman or casket salesman on the block. There are a lot of people doing it. Why would I come to your car company and buy a car from you and not go to the one around the corner, down the street, across the boulevard? Why? What's compelling me to come to you? Quite frankly, you go to those three levels of service we talked about in the beginning with a restaurant. Hey, I know when you're reaching out and trying to make a statement and providing me with guest service, when you care. I know, quite frankly, when you can give a hoot and go in the opposite direction, or when it really doesn't matter to you. You know, yeah, it's whatever. We're just sitting here to eat. Let's give you some food and get you out the door. Right? I saw a hand over here. Yes? Who's that?
Fred.
Oh, Fred. Fred, you had your name tag.
I got it.
Oh, thank goodness. Well, because it was missing, I thought. You know.
It was in my bag, actually.
Okay. Oh, it was. And now you have two names. Yes.
I noticed that we work in our space levels. We work in a nonprofit setting, and there's always this push to push things a little further, but the execution of mapping out that would be true.
Sure. It's interesting because it is so successful that, you know, we could say to you, I mean, you can take that concept to the bank, because I'll tell you, we do every single day. We truly do it every single day. So there's purpose and reason behind what we do. I'll be right there. There's purpose and reason behind what we do. So please understand something up front, very realistically. We never do anything here because it's nice or kind or cute or charming or delightful or fun or whatever. Everything, and I can example it all the way down the list, everything we do has a business model behind it. Everything leads to the vault at the bank. Period. So, do we want you to really necessarily think that as a guest? No. As a DI client, maybe. All right. Yes, you were going to say?
Simplification in the process.
Oh, example.
I'm taking it offline to online, keeping your central facilities completely close together.
Right, so the idea of the bathroom.
The
one-stop shop, mm-hmm. Right? We talked about FastPass and the fact that, you know, instead of having a run around, have all these cards or bands or whatever at the end of the day, and stand in a big long line at the end of the day. Simply go online, get out of line. Great piece. Right? Thinking about the Yes Compass. At the end of the day, 11:30, you got kids still do this in my pants. Last thing I want to do is go stand in line for 45 minutes and wait and look at a bunch of shots somebody took all day long and be hurried or rushed in that process. I'm not really interested. Lose a lot of sales that way. So it benefits the gas, but it really benefits us in the long run. Yes. Oh, and I'm going to do that. I'm going here first, sorry. Purple and green.
One of the things I noticed was the cast members that are standing a lot have the mat to stand up. So I think that the comfort of the cast member, and it looks like you guys take fairly good care of the cast members and that kind of stuff, because then that helps them feel better and can do the work that they're supposed to do in a friendly manner.
Great observation. And yesterday, if you were here, you learned about the fact that our first and foremost, most important client and guest is our internal client, which is the cast member. Because as we treat them, simple math, they will in turn treat our external client or our customer or our guest. So great observation. Yes, sir.
There's a depth in the details. There's a depth in the details that sort of allows repeat visitors to experience new things and sort of become part of the cult, you know.
The cult. Drinking more and more of that cool drink. Yes. Well, when I look at your chest, I know that you drink that. And I think that's fabulous. Thank you very much. Walt Disney World, right? Yeah. You've been there. Many times?
A few times.
Keys of the Kingdom.
Okay. We appreciate that. And we love people like you. Yes. All right.
What I noticed that Ayanda asked me was, that every we were thinking for the client, what they will be looking for wherever they are, in terms of in the bathrooms, stuff that, you know, instead of just having the sink and the toilet, you had so many other things that they might need if they're not, because it is an emotional thing. That they could be looking for other things if they're taking a father taking a son into he needs to change his diapers. You know, he doesn't need to, mom, you take him, you know.
Right. So, they have changing right there.
Yeah.
You know, gentlemen can do it just as easily, right? Yeah. Good point, yes.
I noticed an adaptability, like a constant open-mindedness to change when the customer says, hey, this would help me better.
Thanks for bringing that up, right? Because one of the things, there's a great point, because this guestology is a powerful tool. Information is a very powerful tool. But I will tell you something, brace yourself for impact. Because if you're going to go out there and you're willing to ask these questions, and we do it internally of our internal clients, all our cast, and externally of our external customer, watch out. Because a lot of the answers you're going to get back, you're just not going to like and you're just not going to agree with. Mm-hmm. Right? So sometimes that can be very difficult for companies. And they look at it and they go, yeah, maybe I should, you know, man a PBX board so every single one of my calls are personally answered. And they don't get a recording. It's a personal touch of Disney or Disneyland. But like I said, that's expensive. It's expensive to man a PBX operating board all year long and get 3 million phone calls a year here. But the real answer, the real honest answer to that question is this, that we know for a fact that we could ill afford to do business any other way. And our clients came and told us, our guests told us, through this study that Ryan was telling you about, through this guestology that Ryan introduced to you, hey, we don't want to hear a recording. And if anybody else in any other business asks that question, your clients are going to tell you the same thing, I don't want a recording. I don't want a phone tree. I don't want all this stuff. But what does everybody else do? Yeah, well, you know, it's cheaper and it's automated not to deal with you and you're creepy anyway, right? Well, the simple fact of the matter is that, you know, if we looked at you and we said even through recessional periods, business is booming here, there's things that create that demarcation. Reasons that differentiate us from everybody else. We're telling you what they are. You know, we're telling you what they are. I saw some of your hands right here. Yes, it is.
I'm reading Baby, Our Guest book.
Right? Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
Are you enjoying it?
I'm enjoying it.
That is the Disney Institute.
One of the things that has really stood out for me is where it says, everything speaks. And it's so simple, but it's so true. Everything, from your cast to your scene to every little
thing. All right, so great point. Everything talks, right? Everything makes a statement. Our setting, like those restrooms and their cleanliness, really express a value about how I feel in the relationship that I have with you as a consumer. I have 3 boys at home. My boys are 10, 12, and 14. They have a bathroom. All right. So without getting like too detailed and graphic, if you went to my home right now, and you went down the hall, and you went into that bathroom to use that toilet, let me tell you, you might have to kind of wipe it up a little bit before you do. They're three boys. You know, unless I'm going to plant myself in the bathroom, you're going to find certain things on the toilet seat. It is. If I had you over for dinner tonight, if I knew you were coming to my home for dinner tonight, that's going to be the community restroom, the bathroom in our home that you're going to use. Do you think you'd find that condition if you came for dinner tonight?
No,
you would not. Why? Oh, it is that way now. Let me just assure you. I'm sure it is. But it wouldn't be tonight. And why wouldn't it be that way tonight? I'm managing it, absolutely. And I care about what you think about
you.
Right, and my relationship with you. Absolutely. And I realize that that setting is going to make a statement. I do. So when you think about your asphalt parking areas, you think about the threshold from public access to your private property. Think about planters, doorknobs, windows, all those kinds of things. They make statements. And I'm not going to say that somebody's going to come to your business and say, before I tell you why I'm here, and so I just really noticed that there's a couple papers out in your planters before I walked into the building. They're probably not going to say it, but that is what they're thinking. And that very well could, at a subliminal level, affect how they think about doing business with you, even in a repeat manner. It will. Okay, so on the other hand, yes, sir, right here.
I heard multiple times Ryan say, when they change things, we didn't listen well. And I really like that. There's a willingness to
He's
admit
right.
when things were wrong.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
the customer was right, we were wrong.
Right. And you know what? Ryan brings a great point, because that's hard. That's hard to do, right? It's not easy, but it's vital. I'll tell you, it's vital. Because really, there are three types of company in the world. There are three types of companies. There are those that are bottom out. They're desperate. There are those that kind of make change because they sense a need to do it, and they'll do it as they need to. And then the third type of company is those that will lead the way. That's really it. It's no more complicated, quite frankly, than that. All right. Anyone else?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yes. One hand and one back there. We'll be done. I'm sorry.
Question about expectations. That's what impressed me, is exceeding expectations. We have a manager who said, manage the expectations.
Oh. We are managing the expectations, but did I see a hand back here? Was that okay? But we're managing the expectations at a different level. So always, to your point, it's a great concept that you bring up. We're always managing expectations. Always, every business is, of course we are, but we're just managing it at a different level. We're managing the expectations of our cast at a different level, right? So we do that. We do that. We've got to do that. It's an imperative. We do it at a different level. And by the way, just so you know, and I'm sure you realize this, because you're a consumer, I'm a consumer, but all consumers, we know, and I know this about myself, I will pay for quality. I will pay for the experience. I truly will. And so will you. And because we know that, if you provide that, they will come, right? Okay, one last one. So keeping that kind of all inclusive, if you will. All right, so we're going to move from guestology just before lunch here and move into what we call quality standards. This is how we pay attention to the details. This is a tool, and one of our key repeatable messages that we provide for our cast and have for almost six decades now at our theme parks around the world, certainly here at Disneyland. These are the operating priorities that ensure the consistent delivery, that level of service that our guests are expecting from us, that they're looking for, that they come to us to receive. So what do standards do? They help us set organizational and cast parameters for how to make decisions. So a cast member isn't in any service scenario thinking, how do I execute this? In what order? How do I do it? All right? They help prioritize the details of that service delivery, and they allow for consistent measurement of the service delivery post-delivery. It's relatively pretty simple. Our quality standards are four. We have courtesy, we have efficiency, we have safety, and we have show. Same for the last six decades. Honestly, they have not changed. Let's play cards. All right, so Ryan is bringing around some envelopes. He's putting an envelope in front of every table. In each of these envelopes, there are colored cards that coincide with each of our standards. Those ones that I just showed you, safety, efficiency, show, courtesy, they're all there. All right, what we need you to do is we need you to take the cards out of the envelope, if you would please. And I'm going to borrow your cards, Teresa, if I could, for just a moment. And what you're going to do at your tables, very simply, is you're going to simply place these in priority order, top to bottom. One, two, three, four. Remember that we said there was a priority, okay? So what I need you to do is to just place them in that priority, top to bottom. And I'm going to give you just about a minute or two at your table to do that. But just a moment before you do that, let me do something here. Let me go back to you. What we're going to do is this table, these two tables right here, these two tables are going to represent finance here at the Disneyland Resort. All right. The back two tables are going to represent entertainment. All right, entertainment. Let's see. These two tables are custodial, and our table up here is security. All right. Security, custodial, entertainment, finance. Ready? Go.
Safety for the order.
Show is more important than efficiency. They're both important, but if you have it's efficient, it doesn't harm you for show.
Well, it depends if we're talking about parents.
All right, 10 seconds. 10 seconds is all you got.
Because if it's kids, that's first.
All right. All right, are you ready? Here's what we're going to do. Whoever has the cards closest to them at the table, what I'd like you to do is have that person pick up your number one standard. Have that person at the table pick up your number one standard. And on the count of three, what I'm going to do is I'm going to have that person hold the card up high and everyone at the table yell out that standard. All right? Are you ready? Here we go. One, two, three.
Safety!
Ooh, all right. So hold them up. Keep them up. Keep them up. It looks like every table has said safety except for these finance people over here. So you can all charge down. I don't have a word with them, but they're worrying me. All right. So what happened here? Because we were voted off the island almost instantly. You know, what was that?
Almost instantly.
Apparently, you have some type of. Was there bloodshed? Okay. So why did this table? Because there was kind of a consensus out there. Why did you say efficiency? You think they're sheep sneakers. And you said efficiency probably because you are finance. All right. All right, I'll tell you what. Let's take our second card. Everybody grab your second card, if you would, please. And let's do the same thing on the count of three. See what we come up with card number two. Hold it high on three, and the whole table yell out what your standard is. Are you ready? One, two, three. Okay, see, that was a mess. Really, keep those up and look at this fabulous rainbow. Beautiful. Oh, it's fine. Courtesy, show, great vision. Say, and we'll be caught in it. Okay. You can put the cards down. Wow. Capital W-O-W. Wow, what a mess, huh? What a mess. Okay, so I cheated. Yeah, I did. And I fooled you. Imagine. I mean, we barely know each other. Already. Yeah. It doesn't matter what your discipline is, really, because they are always the same in order every time for every department. Interesting, huh? Very interesting. So we kind of set you up like that because we know that somebody from, you did a great job, by the way. Seriously, finance can say efficiency. And entertainment generally says, you kind of, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, quality standards. Number one, always, first and foremost, safety. You bet. Safety is absolutely number one. Followed by our number two, world renowned. We are known for it. Our courtesy, the courtesy of our cast. our show, think about those top three reasons why people come, would come back, and we'll recommend them to come. And number four, efficiency. Safety, courtesy, show, and efficiency. It doesn't matter if you're from finance, entertainment. It doesn't matter if you're from custodial, from security. They're always the same. Now, look at these guys cleaning. Look how busy the street is. Now, if you were told to be efficient, I mean, you just got to be efficient. These guys get power backs out. You know, this Flutter Fetty, they're cleaning it up from the parade. Look at this little kid right here. He lost his brother right in one of those bags. Absolutely. Think about it, because they were told to be more efficient. How many of us are asked to be more efficient? Right? So is our custodial department. So what just happened to safety in this scenario? What about courtesy? Yeah, I'll suck the shoes off your feet. Right? What about show? It's in here with the babies and the baby blankets. Right? All in an effort to be more efficient. So we identify, define, prioritize, and communicate these. This is one of the multiple key repeatable messages of our business for our cast. Safety, courtesy, show, and efficiency in that order by department. All right, we're not going to go to lunch yet because you have not earned it. However, what I would like you to do is take a look, if you would, at our next adaptation piece on page 16. Turn 16 with me, if you would, please, and take a look at the page. We have some words here that will kind of jog your thoughts. We're going to do a little pre-work on this. What we'd like you to do is, it says, think of words that your customers would use in explaining an ideal service scenario with regard to you. And here are just some words that I'm going to get you thinking. Okay? So what are words that your consumer, your customer, your client, your guest would use if they were talking about, you know, just this ideal level of service that would come from you and your business? Flip the page over. The question is asked now of you internally. What would you, what would your employees, your associates, what words would they use to describe that ideal level of service? Then what we do is we take these words from the top of 16 and the top of 17, and we put them in like boxes. We put similar words here in box 1, box 2, box 3, box 4, box 5, all right? Then we find from those collection of words, one single word that's going to define, if you will, the words in the box. Then we turn the page, and we actually put those words here. We recommend no more than 7 for each day of the week. We have 4, safety, courtesy, show, and efficiency. Now, this is where the differentiation comes. I can put these words, I can prioritize them, I can give them to the cast, and I can basically define what I mean by safety, courtesy, show, and efficiency. But here comes the big difference. In the second column, you see it says define or definition of behaviors. We are going to define in detail for our cast, when we train them, exactly what we want them to do at the point of selling a ticket, taking a ticket, helping a guest as a security ghost, loading them onto Space Mountain, rocketing them into, dispatching them to Space Mountain, exiting from Space Mountain, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What does safety, courtesy, show, and efficiency mean at this touch point in behaviors? What does it mean at this point, touch point in behaviors, or at that touch point in behaviors? So when I go out of the park as a person, as a leader on one of the teams, and I'm out there inspecting what I expect, I know exactly what to look for in behaviors from individuals. So it's one thing to say, hey, here are the standards, safety, courtesy, show, and efficiency. Here's kind of how we define it. Safety, well, you got to be really safe. We don't want accidents, you know. Keep your eyes and ears open, blah, blah, blah. Right. Courtesy, well, smile, you know, be friendly, you know, greet them, say hello. So not going to work. So we're going to put these words, fine, you know, we can put some definition to them, fine, but the next thing we're going to do, the big thing we're going to do, the big mark of separation is we're going to literally assign specific behaviors, probably no more than a half dozen to any one of those, each specific location. Painstaking. We're going to have to do that for the new area, 12 acres, cars land. Yeah. How long does it take? Long time. When we talk about details in delivery, details in service, to meet and exceed the expectations, that is what it takes. That is what it takes. It literally takes a checklist. Anybody in here fly? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anybody fly an airplane themselves? Yeah, all right, so you know how important it is to have that checklist. Am I correct? Absolutely. If that plane starts to sputter, you know what you do? You pull out the standard operating guide and you start looking down the list. You may be going down, hopefully slowly, but you start looking over that list. It's very systematic, it's very systematic. This is very systematic as well, all right? So we're gonna give you a little bit of time to do this up until lunch. You probably only have about 10-ish plus minutes, and we're gonna pick up this activity after lunch as well to use some time to really get into kind of the nitty-gritty. If you were, in fact, creating your own service standards for quality delivery to your client. All right, are you game?
Yes.
Ready to go.